We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Bus Daily for Wednesday, October 28th. A week and a half out from the football opener for Carl Durrell, the Bus football team, in this delayed season. Tuesday, the head coach said the Bus started to pivot from working entirely on themselves to beginning game prep for the November 7th opener versus UCLA.
And we worked on we're starting the beginning of the process of our game planning against UCLA. Some preparation in that. We're still having some competitive periods against each other, still sharpening up our systems and all of our offense and defense and special teams. It looks pretty good. You know, I'm seeing that our product is getting better and better. The efficiency is looking better and better on both sides of the ball. I like how our kickers kick today. I thought Josh Watts did a nice job with his punting. We did some kickoff coverage stuff as well. So, we're heading in the right direction to get ourselves ready to go on November 7th at 5:00. So we're in good shape. We feel like we're making some good progress, and we should be ready to go full speed, ready to do it, at 5:00. So we're looking forward to it.
Now, conventional football wisdom says that any team can only be as successful offensively as its offensive line. And the Buffs head coach says he's pleased with what he's seen from the Buffs, big fellas.
I do like our offensive line and where they're at right now. We have Kari, I think, has done a tremendous job. He's been our left guard, and he's played that, most of his career. And I think he's had an excellent camp. He looks great. He's strong. He's in great shape. So, we're glad that he's having a really good camp. He looks like a night and day player from what he was last year to this year. Colby, is our center, is doing a nice job staying healthy. I think our front five right now that are, between Roddick at right guard and Frank Phil up there and tackle, and then on the left side, Will Sherman and Kari. Those guys have been working really, really well together. That's really the group we're looking at right now. We have some guys that we think are going to help us and play for us in some top reserve positions. Kane and Ray is a critical guy that's really a really good player for us. He'll be in there playing. So we have a number of younger players, too, that are really stepping up and doing some nice things, too. But I think the offensive line has done a really nice job. really nice job.
By the way, we're expecting Jarrell and his offensive staff to name a starting quarterback late this week, as Sam Noyer and Tyler Lytle have been primarily competing for the job. The Buffs kick off the season Saturday, November 7th versus UCLA in Boulder. We now have a kickoff time. The Buffs and Bruins will kick it off at 5 p.m., which means that Coach Barnett and I will hit the air at 3 p.m. with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show on the Colorado Football Network. Meanwhile, the Colorado men's basketball team back at the court on Tuesday, 2 weeks into its camp in preparation for its November 25th season opener. Head coach Tad Boyle was asked if his young squad was where he wanted it to be following the unusual offseason he just completed.
Yeah, we're a little bit behind where I'd like to be. Part of that, you know, McKinley's been a little bit hobbled. He's not quite himself. So he's not at full strength. Today was the first day I felt defensively, Pat, like we got a chance to be pretty good defensively. Up until today, I felt like we were a below average Pac-12 defensive team. I told the players that yesterday before practice. You know, part of my job as a coach is to be real with them, be honest. I'm not here to blow smoke, you know, up their skirts. I'm here to let them know what's real, what's not real. And I think the guys responded to that. And I liked our defensive intensity today. Right now, a lot of our new guys, and again, they're new to the program, so they don't understand, you know, what Colorado basketball is about yet. I think they're learning, but, you know, their defensive mindset is nowhere near where it needs to be. And it's incumbent to me upon our veteran players, our returning guys, to let them know that and exhibit that in practice, you know, on a day-to-day basis. Up until today, we hadn't done it, but today was really good.
By the way, Boyle indicated that senior point guard McKinley Wright's been dinged up a little bit. Boyle would not specify the injury, but did say it's not something that would affect him for the season opener. Buffs open up the campaign November 25th at a tournament in Manhattan, Kansas versus South Dakota State. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.